Meanwhile, Afghan officials say a planned deal with the U.S. to allow its troops to stay in their country beyond 2014 is under threat. That due to Kabul's disagreement over the continuation of American military operations. A spokesperson for the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has told reporters that the U.S. wants to have the rights for conducting military operations anywhere in the country for the next 10 years. He says such permission is unacceptable. He also says both sides have disagreements, too, on how a foreign attack on Afghanistan would trigger U.S. protection under the bilateral security deal. The U.S. has 57,000 troops in Afghanistan and has tentative plans to retain some bases and keep some 10,000 troops there beyond 2014. President Karzai has repeatedly said he will not rush into signing the pact and that the deal may not be finalized until after his successor is chosen in the upcoming elections in April. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan in 2001 to root out Taliban militants there, but has not been successful in fulfilling its objective. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us now on the line from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Now, Faiz, what more can you tell us about this statement that was made by the presidential spokesperson?
Well, as you know, Waqar, this bilateral security agreement is very important for the U.S. government. If it's signed, it will allow them to keep their military bases even beyond 2014 deadline. But there are many sticking points. Now, the U.S. military men are demanding freedom to continue their nighttime operations, air strikes, drone strikes in this country. But President Karzai is strongly opposed to this, and this is the sticking point. And these disputes are, according to his spokesperson, are threatening this agreement. And President Karzai told to the U.S. military man here in Kabul that these strikes are not acceptable to the Afghan people. He would never allow them to continue their military operations here because they're in nighttime operations, house search, air strikes usually cause civilian deaths. A large number of people have been killed, and the Afghan people do not agree to such an agreement. And President Karzai is now saying that this agreement will not be signed if the U.S. government continues to push for such airstrikes and nighttime operations in this country. And his spokesperson has admitted that such operations would continue to threaten this bilateral security agreement. So many here now saying that President Karzai will not sign this agreement with the Americans, not only because it would allow them to set up their permanent military bases, but also because the Americans are not willing to stop their military operations in this country.
Okay, Faiz, thanks a lot for that.